Members of the International Atomic Energy Agency arrive in North Korea tomorrow to continue supervising the shutdown of a key nuclear reactor. North Korea agreed to scrap the program in January in exchange for economic and political concessions from countries including the U.S. and China. Not long after that, and for the first time, North Korea had a film screened at the Cannes Film Festival. It was seen as a significant sign of that country's interest in opening up to the West. NPR's Neda Ulaby spoke with a Korean film scholar who says movies are a unique window into that closed society.
What most of us know about this mysterious country is its history of human rights abuses and nuclear proliferation. In the U.S., that's made North Korea a target for satire.
Now take your weapons of mass destruction and get the f*** out of here!
That's from the movie Team America, World Police.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Sook-young Kim teaches at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and studies North Korean popular culture. She says the country hasn't been any better at portraying us. Especially during the height of the Cold War, propaganda films featured brutal Americans, like this melodrama from 1966, which shows a U.S. soldier coming on to a beautiful North Korean. When she resists his advances, he shoots her.
It's quite in-your-face, blunt propaganda of inciting hatred for Americans.
Kim told an audience at the Library of Congress that everything in North Korea's state-run entertainment industry serves as propaganda. That includes cartoons for kids. This one shows a barnyard of animals arguing over who gets to be served for dinner.
Self-sacrifice for the greater cause of the community is a justifiable act.
Kim said film in North Korea has traditionally been a cheap and easy way to spread the revolutionary message to rural peasants. The medium is beloved by North Korean leader Kim Jong-il.
He's known to be an extremely talented artistic person, and he tapped into his artistic talent to really prove his filial piety for his father, Kim Il-sung.
Kim Il-sung founded the Republic of North Korea. When he died, his son's documentary about his funeral helped cement Kim Jong-il's path to power. The aspiring young director showed masses of wailing citizens. Grief even overcomes the narrator.
Kim Il-sung, 대원수님, 가지 말아주십시오.
But by the late 1970s, traditional propaganda films bored the man known as Dear Leader, says scholar Sook-young Kim. He needed something new.
This crazy man obsessed with film, probably a megalomaniac, went so far as to kidnap South Korean film couple to make good communist films for him.
A popular South Korean actress and a leading director disappeared in 1978. According to their account, they were abducted by North Korean agents and imprisoned for years in re-education camps. Then Kim Jong-il forced them to make movies. That transformed North Korean cinema.
사랑, 사랑, 내 사랑.
Director Chin Zhao-hook and his wife made 7 movies before their dramatic escape in 1986. He made musicals that tackled new themes to North Korea, like romantic love. He made a Godzilla-like movie that's achieved some cult status here. And he supervised others that borrowed from Hong Kong action, like one about a North Korean Robin Hood who steals from the rich and gives to the people. North Korean movies have continued to evolve, albeit under Dear Leader's guiding hand. Film professor Sook-young Kim says he helped with the script and production of North Korea's entry to the Cannes Film Festival. It's called The Schoolgirl's Diary.
It is about this teenage girl carrying Mickey Mouse backpack, chit-chattering with her friends, sometimes using English words. This is quite interesting.
Kim ascribes such influence to the pirate DVDs and other merchandise from the West and Japan that peddlers carry across the border from China. She says this movie proves that borders are opening.
Just the fact that they submitted Schoolgirl's Diary to Cannes Film Festival this year shows us that they are extremely interested in joining the rest of the world.
And maybe being seen and understood by it as well. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.